Hello, family and friends. I'm excited here for day 7, I believe we're on, with Dr. Chris Holland and his wife, Pastor Vicki. And man, I've had such a great time just hearing your testimonies, your stories, and God is such a good God.
Amen.
Faithful. And wow, what a great God. Well, Father, we come today ready to receive from Pastor Vicki. We're so thankful, Father, for her testimony and her love for you, Father. We're ready to receive in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Vicki.
Amen. Just for clarification, I co-pastor with my husband. He is the pastor of the Father's house. But God has really been putting this one particular thing on my heart and downloading some very interesting information into me of late, and it just keeps happening. So I'm feeling very passionate about speaking on the topic of taking care of your body. Don't turn things off right now.
Well, no, because we need to do that in ministry, especially Christians really need to take care of their body, because we're supposed to be on the planet to tell the gospel story and share the love of Jesus. So I don't think we ought to be frustrated about that.
Amen.
Just
come on.
What the Lord's called clean, call thou not unclean. That's all I'm saying.
Everybody, I think, knows this scripture. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. There's an and in there. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit. We want to deal all with the spirit and how we take care of our spirit and how we, you know, take care of pouring in the word and we pray and we come to church and we do all these things. But within the body of Christ, unfortunately, it is very, very well received for you to be addicted to Diet Coke or chocolate or coffee. And we laugh about it. The Proverbs talks about winking at evil. And that's what we do in the body of Christ on these subjects. Like, they don't mean anything, but they do mean something. I have struggled in my life with anorexia, and I have struggled with bulimia.
Now, wait a minute. Tell them right before we met years ago what you were eating. What your meal?
Yeah, before we met, I had gotten all the way down to eating one apple a day and one can of Campbell's chicken noodle soup. And I still stood and looked at myself in the mirror, and this was with I have a visual in my head of my collarbone sticking out and my hip bone sticking out and my rib sticking out. And I'm looking at myself saying, but I got a little more fat right there. I've got to get that fat off.
When I saw those pictures, it reminded me of starvation victims, like those that were in the concentration camps. I mean, that's how her physique looked. Wow. Unbelievable.
So I cut back after that one apple a day and the one can of chicken noodle soup to a half of an apple and a half of a can of chicken noodle soup to try to get that extra quote-unquote fat off of me. And I finally fit into a pair of jeans that it was just like the ultimate day of my life, and within a week they were too big for me. And that I found that kind of alarming at that point. And so then I ballooned all the way back up because I never learned how to eat. And that was the big issue.
Mm.
So I knew that if I could just, like, if it were cigarettes, I could just stop cold turkey. But you can't stop eating cold turkey or you die. So you have to learn how to eat. So I did the yo-yo dieting. I've done everything. I've done fad dietings. I've done junk food diets. I've done everything. And one day, after becoming a Christian, one day I threw myself on the bed. I was a pretty new Christian at the time, so making a deal with God was okay. I hadn't been taught anything different. So I threw myself on the bed and I said, God, I will go anywhere you want me to go and do anything you want me to do if you will just teach me how to eat, how to get this weight off and keep this weight off. And praise God, he began to give me one thing at a time. He gave me one step. I implemented that step. And then weeks later, he'd give me another step, and I implemented that step. And weeks later, he'd give me another step. Now, this does not mean I am magically, perfectly, I can eat whatever I want, whenever I want, and however I want, or the opposite of that, of I'm completely disciplined. And once God told me those things, I've never done anything to the contrary. Neither one of those things could be any further from the truth. It is still a continual, I must pay attention to how I care for my body, which is true for absolutely every single Christian. I just want to, I want to bring it to our attention in this culture that we're in right now where no fat shaming. Okay, that I'm okay with the fact that we don't want to wound a person for any weight that they're at, but to tell them that it's okay to be any weight that you're at when all of science tells us that if that's detrimental to your health, that's not okay. And most especially as Christians with this scripture that tells us that we are to glorify God in our body and in our spirit, we have to take care of both. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit does not have a live temple to live in, or that temple is in the bed because that temple is too sick or broken down or wounded or whatever, diseased to get out of the bed, then how is the Holy Spirit going to be moving around and accomplishing the purpose that he has called us to?
Yeah.
So I'm very, very passionate. God downloaded this truth to me the other day that our body is a dependent. Just like children are our dependents, completely dependent upon us to feed them. Babies, 100% dependent on us to feed them, to change their diapers and get that acidic stuff off of their skin so that they don't have sores and get them in and out of the elements. They are dependents. Our bodies also have not been, when we're born again, it's our spirit that gets born again. Our mind does not get born again. That's why the Word of God tells us to renew our minds daily. And we are supposed to wash our minds with, renew our minds and wash them with the water of the Word. Because the only thing that gets regenerated when we ask Jesus into our heart and we get born again is our spirit. Mm-hmm. And our body cannot decide that it is going to go throw itself in the shower. Our body can't say, wow, that swimming pool looks really refreshing. I'm going to throw myself in the swimming pool. You're going to have one of two entities, one of two parts of you that are going to make that decision. It's either going to be your spirit or it's going to, and your spirit is absolutely always going to line up with the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Or it's going to be your mind, your soul, if you will, your mind, your will and emotions saying, I think that water looks good. Let's go do that.
That's good preaching.
But the body is a complete dependent.
Do you think our mind will tell us to get ice cream when we want it? Is that part of that? If our heart, if our spirit wants ice cream really, really bad.
I don't think your spirit is the one wanting the ice cream. This is just a personal
opinion. Come on. will ice cream be in heaven?
At the marriage supper of the Lamb?
Will potato chips be in Come on, give me something, woman. You're just preaching at us.
I can't help you with any of that stuff right there. Another scripture I wanted to share with you is, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It is our reasonable service to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Sacrifice. We are supposed to buffet our body, not buffet them.
Oh, that's what that means.
Yeah. Oh, it was buffet your body. Man.
But just wanted to put that out there in this culture. It's not a healthy culture that tells us that we can treat ourselves any way we want and nobody can say anything about that. It's a healthy culture to honor God with your body and live as a living sacrifice.
Amen. That was powerful and needed. Pastor Chris, you got anything you want to share in addition?
No,
to that?
I don't have anything I want to share. Leave me alone, Greg. Watching all the food I like going, and she's talking about coffee and picking on coffee and an addiction to coffee. And all. No, in all sincerity, yeah, one of the reasons we start the first of the year out on a 21-day fast is to get ourselves reset. Mm-hmm. And we do a total fast, water only, and And it really does reset your mind, reset your body, reset your heart. So
water only for 21 preaching. Days.
I do not do a water only for 21 days, just for the record.
See, she preaches it, but she doesn't.
Because she's in such good shape, you know. That 21-day fast, it really, truly, this year's was probably the most effective of any year I've done.
It's powerful.
I've done it.
Praise God. Yeah. Well, that was fantastic. Looking forward to tomorrow. And I think, Vic, you better pray after that because there was some powerful stuff in there.
So need help.
Help us, Lord.
Father, I thank you that in the beginning was the Word. Every single thing begins with the Word.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord, that our bodies and our willpower and all of that, our flesh, Lord, all of it is subject to the Word of God, which is life to all who find it and health to all their flesh. So I thank you, Lord, that as you did for me, you will give everyone listening to this the steps that they need to take to honor you with their bodies and to make the adjustments necessary to live in divine health. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And how to contact you, please?
You can find us at tfhndindy.com or at 1551 South Franklin Road, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Praise God. Well, folks, we love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.